Yeah.
Hello, is this Alba?
Yeah.
Hi, Alba. I'm calling in regards to Ruben Martinez.
Okay.
We just wanted to follow up on our last conversation. You stated you were going to call in with him to get scheduled with his assessment. Was that completed? Does he have a date?
No, he does not have a date at all. But the nurse from when he was in the hospital called me and told me that she went ahead and sent the certification for his need for home health aid to the independent broker. So actually, I was just trying to call them now because I just finished with the assessment for my sister for her appointment. And because they said they were going to call me back, and they have not called me back. So they said that on Friday, and I'm still waiting. Thursday, and I'm still waiting.
Okay, so what needs to get done right now is you have to call in with Ruben to the independent enrollment broker and you have to schedule that assessment.
Well, I
Okay?
know that. I understand that. That's what I'm
Okay.
doing.
Okay, so can I follow up with you tomorrow and see where we're holding then?
Sure, you can. I mean, I tell you what they tell me.
I mean, I don't know what the social work is doing down at the hospital, but I know what needs to get done to open this case and get it started, okay?
Well, I understand that you're egging me on to do this job. I mean, I was doing it without you before. I get what you're trying to do. You're helping me. I'm doing the best that I can with what I have, right? So I'll call them, and depending on what they say to me, it's exactly what I'm going to say to you tomorrow when you call.
Okay. Remember, you called us in regards for the assistance to walk you through the process. That's all we're trying to do. We're just trying to help you.
I just said that to you. I understand what you're doing. I'm not upset about it at all. It's just that I can only do but so much and provide you with the information that I'm provided with.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, great. Amazing. So we'll touch base tomorrow.
And what's your name?
My name is Shira.
Oh, okay. I spoke to you about half an hour ago.
Was it regard your sister and your mom?
My sister. I know I got my mom's appointment, and I just made my sister's appointment so that you know the appointment is set for my sister for Thursday.
Is that with the independent? Okay, let me just pull them up.
No, that's not with the independent. That's for the certification with the nurse.
Oh, that's the New York Best Medical. Okay, amazing. They're
Yeah.
gonna follow up with me in regards to that. Okay.
Yeah, and for Laura, it's the same thing. I have both appointments since you're in
Amazing.
charge, right?
I'm sorry?
Since you're in charge of this whole group, right?
Since I'm what? I didn't hear you.
Oh, since you are in charge of this whole group, the three of us, right?
Yes.
Ruben, Laura, and Diana,
I'm
right?
not in charge. I'm the coordinator. I'm walking you through the process.
Okay, so the coordinator. So since you're coordinating for all three of them, the only one that's missing is Ruben.
Right. But you have to understand the assessments that your sister has and the assessment you're trying to get for Ruben are two different things.
Well, I need the assessment for the person to come and assess his availability for application or waiver to get the certification, right?
No. I don't know. It sounds a little bit confusing what you just said. Ruben needs an assessment with the independent enrollment broker and your sister's. I'm not sure if it's your sister or your mom or you're both sisters, but they both need assessments with New York Best Medical because they already have their assessment with the independent enrollment broker. Ruben is one step behind in this regard.
Right, so he needs the assessment in order for the waiver to be provided for the home health aid. Because without
Well,
the
all three
assessment,
of
you
them need
can't do
that.
it.
But
Well,
there's a
they got
process to
assessed.
do it. There's a process to it.
Okay.
Mean
Yeah.
to say Ruben needs the one with the independent enrollment broker, and the ones that you have scheduled for your sisters are with New York Best
Certification.
Medical, so that
For the
area and
certification.
aging.
Yeah. For the certification on both of them. I have that under control. And
But
yes, they came here to assess both my mother and my sister. They have not come here for him, which I already called about that, but they didn't call me. I'm on the process of calling.
right. They're not going to call you back, but I just wanted to clarify with you again. The assessment that you have for your mom and your sister is just to get a doctor's note so that I can send it back in to the independent enrollment brokers, their area and agent could call you and schedule you another assessment.
What are their assessments? See, now I know a little bit more. Are they going to come back and assess them again to their disability?
Okay, I'm going to explain to you the process, and hopefully it'll give you more clarity. In order to get onto the waiver program, they have to go through an assessment with the independent enrollment broker. So your sister and your mom have already done that. Next step is they need a doctor's note, which I went ahead and got scheduled with New York Best Medical, which you confirmed with me today that you have them both scheduled. Amazing.
Yes.
After that, the form gets sent back to me, which is the help of the agency, and we send it back into the independent enrollment broker. They then send it to the county. They then send it to Erie on Aging, which then reaches out to you to schedule another assessment. That assessment gets completed, and then the independent enrollment broker takes all that information and sends it right back to the county. The county is then going to send you a letter stating what financial information they need from both your sister and your mom. This is also including with Ruben, okay?
Shit. So this is the process that's going to take over, what, 2-3 months?
Well, if you do it by yourself, it could take that long, but with the agency, we like to cut it down to 30 days.
Okay. So since you know so much more than I do, what type of financial information is it that they require?
So every case is different. Most, they always request bank statements, and especially bank statements for withdrawals over $500, and they may request licenses on the house, deeds, things like that, insurance, life insurance policies. It's different for every case. Now, the reason why I'm calling you a lot is because the second you get the assessment scheduled for Ruben, the case can open and we can start this whole process. You asked me how long it's going to take. The reason why we like to get this process started as soon as possible is because the longer it takes for you to schedule that initial assessment with the independent enrollment broker, the longer it takes. Okay?
Okay, so let me tell you this, right? The independent broker already asked me for all his documentation, right? And I sent it in their emails, the PHEIA, or whatever it's called, and I provided all that information regarding his, like you said, insurance, bank statements, and all that other crap, right?
I don't know why you would send that into the independent enrollment broker.
They requested it.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm just making a statement. The independent enrollment broker never requests financial information. It's only the county. So now I'm wondering if the county is requesting. Are you in touch with the county?
I think it's more than likely that that's what it is because they requested whoever called me because I don't have the paperwork in here. But they called me and they requested his Social Security letter. They requested his insurance. They requested a retirement fund, a whole bunch of stuff that I sent to them via email. Okay. And it was a person that called me and told me, I need this information, right? So I provided all that information because they gave me an email that was tied to them. I don't have the paperwork. I wish I had it in front of me right now. But I provided all that information to them. So as far as I understand, the only thing that my uncle has not done, completed, is this assessment from the independent broker for the waiver or whatever program it needs to be done.
Okay, so I'm going to just tell you offhand that the county can't reach out to you before they have this initial assessment. It doesn't work in reverse. First, they need to have the assessment. So from my understanding, he already had it. What I would advise you to do is you need to call into the independent enrollment broker and not ask for an assessment, but ask them what the status of Ruben's case is. It's exactly okay. Those words. What is the status of this case? Of his case? And give me a call back and let me know what they tell you. If they say that the paperwork is financially pending, the financial paperwork is pending, then I'll know where to place him in the statuses. But unless I know what they said, I don't know. I don't really know what's going on.
Me neither, because now I'm like, wait a minute. I sent all those paperwork in, so what's going on? So I'm going to give him a call because I was about to do that. I had just finished with my sister, and I have to do some other things for my mother for transportation, because I need to take her to the doctor this coming week, and I need to make sure the transportation is available. So I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much. I understand that, you know, I have a lot of questions. I'm not, you know, an independent broker. I don't know anything about all the other items that you're requesting and that you're trying to help me. But it's very frustrating for me. I have three people I have to take care of. So if I sound a little edgy, forgive me, but I have a lot on my plate, okay?
So in regards to that, if you have any questions, just write them down. I'm more than happy to help you out. Again, I will follow up with you with each and every step of this process so you don't have to have it on your head. We already keep track of where they're holding on each of them on with all the processes. So if you're the only confusion that you may have is if you're talking to another agency or another social worker is trying to help you out, the reason why that sometimes is very confusing because it conflicts with what we're trying to do and what they're trying to do to help you also. So you really need to stay stationary with who you are talking to help you out with this. And if somebody is calling you to schedule an assessment, talking to you about the waiver program or anything, it's crucial that you take down their name and number and know where they are calling from so it could limit the confusion and who you're talking to about this, because you may hear a lot of people telling you what to do and it just gets overwhelming. Rule of thumb, just take down everyone's number, name, and where they're calling from. Okay,
that's yeah, because I know you guys are from Family. Can you give me the complete name?
Family First.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it written down. It's just that I'm somewhere else. I'm stationed somewhere else. So my paperwork is upstairs. I'm downstairs. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to get confused. And spell your name, please.
It's S-H-I-R-A.
Shira.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your number is 267?
It's this number I called you at with the extension 119.
119. Just to make sure so that I have it all written down in my other paperwork. Because I know you're Shira. I get that name because it's different. But I wanted to make sure that it was from Family First. Since you mentioned, I should know who's calling me because now I'm confused about who took the paperwork for my uncle. Thank you. I will call them. Thank you. Have a good day, okay?
Now, please let me know what they end up saying. You could also text this number, and if I don't answer the phone, I may see the text faster, okay?
Okay, not a problem.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye.